This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about overcoming isolation in an online course. You've probably been warned about it, and you've probably thought, it won't happen to me. But sooner or later, it always does. You feel isolated, get disconnected, or unrelated to your online course and your fellow e-learners in the course. If you're suffering from a sense of isolation in an online course, here are some of the experiences you are likely to have. You have questions about the assignments, and you don't know who to turn to. You are assigned to an online group and are expected to collaborate on a project, but no one responds to your email. You don't know if the comments one of your classmates made to your discussion board posts are sarcastic or warmly humorous. You're in a different time zone and do not have consistent access to high-speed connections. So it's difficult to instant message, chat, or do a video chat with Skype or another voice-over internet telephony program. You wonder what your fellow students and your instructor look like. You speculate about their hobbies, kids, pets. In an attempt to bond, you post a photo of yourself wearing a pirate hat with your pet parrot Polly on your shoulder. No one comments, and no one posts a photo. You feel a bit exposed and foolish. How can you overcome a sense of isolation? What difference does it make if you feel isolated? Shouldn't you just tough it out and soldier through the assignments, even if you're not sure if you're doing it right or if anyone is out there listening? For some reason, Pink Floyd's The Wall will not stop running through your head. You start to be convinced that you're just another brick in the wall of cyberspace. If you are experiencing one or all of the situations listed above, do not give up. It is definitely worthwhile to do what you can to get connected. Perhaps the first thing to keep in mind is that your efforts to reach out to your classmates and to your instructor will be rewarded. Many studies have demonstrated that people who feel a bond with their fellow students have a higher likelihood of experiencing success. After all, what David McClelland has described as the need for affiliation is being satisfied. Further, as you work with others, you will start to gain an intense sense of empowerment. Power, according to McClelland and Burnham, is motivating. It's a transferable skill as well. By reaching out and making the first move to contact your fellow students through discussion board postings or email, you are demonstrating leadership, which will help you in future situations as well. But what if your attempt to motivate students to get involved and to interact does not work? What went wrong? Before you blame yourself, step back and take a look at the course itself. You may need to contact the course professor or facilitator and to request that he or she take the lead. In an online course, students tend to emulate the behaviors of the professor, who should be modeling the kinds of activities that will help students achieve their learning goals, objectives, and outcomes. If the instructor has spent much time in e-learning training or workshops, she is probably familiar with the work and theories of Albert Bandura, an eminent psychologist whose studies suggest that individuals learn through what they observe and that it is important to model the kinds of behavior one wants others to emulate. In social learning theory, Bandura essentially combined the ideas of behaviorists such as B.F. Skinner and those of social constructivists such as Lev Vygotsky to argue that people really do follow the leader, whether they are conscious of it or not. By including personal experiences and by adding a human touch to the discussion board, to the course interface itself, it is possible to create what Richardson and Swan have called social presence. You may be thinking that it sounds good, but how is social presence created? More importantly, how will it result in an online classroom environment that makes you feel as though you matter and are a part of the community? Here are a few things that you, your instructor, and the instructional design team at the college can do. Ask your professor to create assignments that ask students to share things that are meaningful. For example, you may be asked to write a review of your favorite movie or book as though you were going to post it on Amazon.com. Instead of posting it at Amazon, you could post it in the discussion board area. Students could be required to post a response as well. Post a link and a photo to a homepage that contains information you'd like to share with your classmates. Be sure your homepage is not offensive in any way. Be careful with humor, and don't assume that people will read it in the same way that you intend it. It is best to keep a positive outlook and to be cheerful. Sarcasm does not work. If you can, post a brief movie or audio clip that responds to one of the assignments or discussion board prompts. You'd be amazed how motivating it is to have a sense of the person behind the post, the sound of your voice, etc. You don't have to film the person behind the post, the sound of your voice. The sound of your voice is enough. Keep in mind that the audio is not just about emotional connection. I'm rambling here, but I'm thinking about this. Okay, the sound of your voice is good. You don't have to film yourself. You could film a dog, a cat, or even a dolphin, and keep your with your own commentary in the background. So I'm sitting here, and it's a little hard for me to keep my train of thought because I'm imagining and envisioning how that would work. And keep in mind that if you have a video your fellow students can hear you, even if you're watching your poodle run around or your dog chase after a ball and you're making a comment, your students still get a sense of you, the person, and your take on reality. Now, keep in mind that audio is not just about emotional connection or rehumanizing forces. You may find yourself in an untethered environment. Schwartz and other researchers have discussed how audio enhances online accessibility. That means that you may benefit from downloading the audio and playing it on your mobile device, such as an iPod. Finally, even though you may not feel as though you have much influence over the look and feel of your course or the course shell, the truth is your comments to the college and their design team could be very much appreciated. If the course made you feel alienated and cold rather than welcome and eager to participate, your reactions were probably shared by other e-learners. You are probably not the only one who had that response, and colleges and universities that have harsh, confusing, or unwelcoming course websites or learning management systems are likely to lose students. The key to overcoming a sense of isolation is to be aware of the feeling before it's too late. The minute you start to feel isolated, cut off, or alienated from your instructor and your fellow e-learners, you should spur yourself into action and do something about it. You'll be glad you did, and your fellow community of e-learners will agree, and they will thank you. So, I'm going to thank you very much for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.